who went back and told production that?
Jukka.
All right, so welcome back to the Cake Dish Podcast. I have a special guest, Miss Tina Key from Nas TV, The Mint, Side Chicks of Miami. How are you?
Period. I feel good. I look good, you know. I'm just glad to be here.
Indeed. Well, we're going to get into some things, but I kind of do want to give people an introduction to you, like outside of the drama, and we're going to get to all that good stuff, but you are an artist. I did come across some of your music, Cinderella, a few other ones. So how long have you been doing music?
So I originally started music probably like 2016.
Okay.
But I was still dancing at King of Diamonds. So I really wasn't taking it as serious as I should have been. But me starting one of my first songs, I started 2016.
Okay. And I know that you have done like different music videos and things with rappers. So you've been in kind of like the entertainment world for a minute. Is that kind of how you were introduced to the Now That's TV staff for the opportunity for The Mint?
I've been on Off the Porch for a while. Like, these are, Now That's TV is a new company. So they were pretty much going for people who they felt had a platform already. Dom just happened to be one of those girls. And you know, she reached out to me. So of course I'm thinking as a friend, okay, I'm gonna come look out, make your show pop, blah, blah, blah. And you know, of course we all see how that happened, but whatever. Yeah.
Okay, so you knew Jessica Dom before you got
right, on. Right, yeah. Like I said, I used to work at King Diamonds. I'm originally from Memphis, so I went to Newberry, Southwind, like just a couple other schools. Like, I'm really from the East, you get what I'm saying? So I started doing videos, left. I was in Miami, a situation happened, and it was based on survival skills. I had to get some stuff together, you know what I mean? And being a young mom, like, I was just going back and forth, going back and forth. I was working at a club called The Office. I let them know my situation. And basically, I kind of grew from out of The Office, pretty much. Got my body done off of Aaron Hernandez. A situation happened. He came to the club. And I ended up getting my body done from The Office. So that was dope. And okay. I started doing my music videos and really just backing into the music. So a lot of people been telling me like, oh, you need to do music. And I was like, nigga, I don't rap, I trap. You know what I mean? Like, I was one of them girls. Like, I don't have to be outside. Right. Like, I'm kept anyway. So it was just like, you know, people were infatuated with my style, my swag, just everything. So she was an older, like, she was one of the older girls.
Gotcha.
So okay. I'm not gonna lie, growing up in Miami, after, like, you know, coming from Memphis and the ratchet and the turned up, like, you was like, to see a woman on her boss shit and, you know, getting money, looking good, like, that's like what that was ideal, you know what I mean? So I just felt like I felt highly of her. I thought highly of her just because she was one of the ones I felt that made it, doing her own thing, blah, 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 you know. So I danced with her, not like we never danced in the same pal. Like, I think she was like on her way out, and I was like one of the new last generations. So my generation was the last generation at King of Diamonds, and then it closed permanently. The original King of Diamonds. So my name was Star. So like, yeah, you might be in your bag, but you see the young ones coming in. You know what I'm saying? Right. So she knew what time it was when she saw me. You know my energy, how I was coming, like. But I was like, I was empowering the women. Like, I was always a girly girl. Like, girl, you could do this. Let's do this together. Don't, you know what I'm saying? The motivator. So it was like some years went by, and I was hosting a club with DJ Holiday at Onyx. And I saw her. She was at the bar. She was at the bar drinking or whatever. She wasn't working, but I knew she was trying to catch some, you know, catch up on some, get a little money for the night.
Okay.
So I told a girl, come to my section, turn up. This is after King of Diamonds had shut down.
King of Diamond days.
Okay. Yeah, after King of Diamonds.
Okay.
So she came to the section. She was telling me she's going to be in town for a little while. And I was like, okay, well, my room is at such and such pull up. So she ended up coming. Hell, she ended up coming and not leaving. Okay.
Back she ended up coming
to my room.
Okay.
Yeah, we was in Atlanta. She ended up coming to my room, and I think she stayed with me probably like a week. Like, baby girl was down bad during this time. And she was letting me know, like, oh, I'm about to get on this show. I got XYZ going on, blah, blah, blah. So I'm gaming her, me and her in the room, you know, popping it. Hey, you need to come like this with Rashida because, you know, you rap. You know, I'm just gaming her. So I end up telling her because she wasn't really, like, I was paying for the rooms, and I was on my way back to Miami. So I told her, like, hey, this, get on the Greyhound, go back to Memphis when the show come out. Boom, pop out, do your big one. You know what I'm saying?
Loving hip hop days.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, loving hip hop. She did that. You know, because she got dropped from Flo Rida. Like,
okay.
That's how she got at the club. So when I saw her, I'm like, you know, what's up? What's catching up? I'm thinking she good or whatever.
Gotcha.
But told her to get on the Greyhound. She went back to Memphis, came. And, you know, at that point, she acted like she didn't know me. You know, it was still cool. I was still congratulating her from the far side. You know what I mean? Like, girl, do your big one, blah, blah, blah. So we would casually talk here and there. Mm-hmm. And a guy asked me he asked for an artist for a music event, right?
Okay.
It's Carlos Brown. He's a big promoter in Atlanta, and I gave him her. I was like, hey, I think you should book Dime or whatever. She's trying to do a music thing. This was the time I think she was just getting off the marriage boot camp. Like, you know, it's been a while.
Okay. So yeah. She was already into the reality TV show. Y'all was still keeping in touch.
Yeah. Here and there. What's up, girl? On Instagram, here and there, you know, blah, blah, blah. I told her, I was like, he's going to book you for X amount and X amount. Don't take it. You know what I'm saying? She took it. No tea, no shade, but I just feel like she deserved more. So, whatever. Me and her talked about a song, and the price that she was trying to tell me, I was just like, baby girl, that don't add up because you're not really doing the music on Love Hip Hop. Like, people don't really know you as artists, so why would I? When we got Glorilla, we got Glossiana, and so many other girls that I could do a song with and really make streams. You know, if you want to be, you know, strategic about things. But, you know, no tea, no shade. I support everybody. So she had her show, long story short, hit me up, 18, still rapping. Keep in mind, I end up coming back to Memphis 2021, helping Chris Dunn at this club called V-Live.
Okay.
So this is what upset me about this bitch, because she make it seem like she tried to put me on when it's other girls in the industry that really put you on. Like, one person on my name is Rini Rucci. That's a stand-up top woman. Like, I fuck with her on every level. Like, she just genuine, she real, and she really helped the women. Like, she see what you, the potential, she, you know, and she fuck with you. So basically, one of my friends, he's a promoter and he book artists. So okay. I was in Memphis working with a club promoter to bring the artists over there. Mm-hmm. And she the one told me, you know, hey, you should be doing this team, you should be doing it. And she was one of the first girls I booked. So if Jessica, you get what I'm saying? It's just like, but you on now that TV making it seem like you made me and it did, blah, blah, blah. It's just like, girl, yeah. I've been doing this before you. At the end of the day, like, you have certain friends that, while you're on your journey, like, hey, I see what you're doing. Let me throw you a bone or let me do this, do that. Like, that's what it was. And that's what I thought she was doing for me because I fucked with her back in the day. So I really thought that she was on some throwing me a bone. Hey, sis, I see you back in the city. You still rapping? I got a show. I thought it was that with us. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter, like, how long you have talked to a bitch. If y'all on this type of wave and y'all fucked with each other before and y'all got the same frequency as far as like the goal, like, I just felt like, you know, you needed to do your big one and you used me and it fired back on you, period.
Okay, now let's talk about the men a little bit, because I feel like all of that leads us to the men,
right?
So with the men, I like I said, I know that you're an artist, but I don't feel like other people really acknowledge you as an artist. So with going into
I just feel like with me, I'm an entertainer.
Okay, so you feel like you're an all-around entertainer. But even with I feel like you going into the show, I don't know if people actually got to see that. Now,
no, is that they made me look like the black sheep.
So when you were going into the show though, what did you want to get out of the meet?
Well, from her reaching out, I'm thinking it's a music show. You know what I mean? You
Okay.
knew I wasn't dancing and you hit me up to rap. It was certain times in the scene and the whole season at the house, I would stop her and be like, yo, what the fuck going on? I'm ready to go. Like, bitch, you told me we finna do this, do that. Bitch, you give me jump, have me in fights. Like, what's tea? You know, so they edited all that out. But originally I thought it was a music show. I was ready to do the music, period.
Right. Yeah, and I don't think, I mean, we obviously got to see all the ladies, all the talent do the cipher. Everybody did really good,
I
but
killed that shit and the bitch still didn't want to give me my credit. Like, that's some fucked up shit. You get on a show, the beginning of your fucking intro, you say you know Tenekee and Rosé the longest, and you show none of that.
so okay, going
Bitch,
into
it was like I was your fucking puppet in the fucking show. Like, yeah, do this, she'll go just because she fucked with me. Like, it was given that.
you think it was given like
Yes, it was given that. I'm younger than her. She knew, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like people don't want to give you your moment. They gotta shit on you. They gotta do this, embarrass you, all this other shit. Like, I knew I was gonna money. I told them before we got the fight, I said, yo, I got a shit. You know what I'm saying? This was the first fight straight up on my mama. Look, I'm kicking the bitch like, hey, I got a shit. I'm thinking we finna stop production. Hey, y'all, hold on to my Tenekee, gotta go use the bathroom and then come back square up, baby. Listen, that's now that's TV life for real, for real. Like, ain't no
it
stopping. Y'all gotta tie y'all hair, shit, use the restroom, none of that, baby. Get in the paint.
is. Like, were
So
you,
that.
how did you feel watching that scene? Like, were you embarrassed when you watched it back, when you watched the show back?
I just thought it was funny. Like, I came for the bar moments at the end of the day. Like,
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to be the most sexiest in the room. I wasn't trying to be the most boss bitch in the room. I was just trying to be in the room and be funny. All that low vibration every day, like, no, bitch, I'm trying to turn up, bring some excitement. Then it was like, bitches trying to, they see how the camera drawn to me and then they want to come, Tim, why you ain't talking to me? Just conjuring up fake beef. And it was just like getting whack.
I
Like, damn, is this
want
Tenekee? Like, it was given all of that, Tenekee.
I did want to ask you that because it did appear that you were kind of like one of the villains of the house. Why do you think like maybe the girls turned on you?
Personality. Stardom people notice all that, especially when you genuine and you vulnerable with the people. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you letting the people know straight up, they can respect it. You get what I'm saying? And your fans love to grow with you. They love to say, man, I seen this bitch from here to here to here. You get what I'm saying? So I just feel like being real with my people works for me every time. I've never came in the industry and has to do no snake shit. That's why I was so flabbergasted and drawn. Like, damn, why me? I'm your biggest cheerleader. I'm gonna ride for you. You get what I'm saying? Win, lose, or draw, bitch, I'm gonna give you a show. Anytime I say I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do it, especially out of love. It ain't no malicious, none of that with me. You get what I'm saying? I'm a beautiful woman every time I wake up. I've never had to hate on nobody. So that was that for me. You run around telling production, oh, I remember how Tenekee used to look all this other shit down. Like, why are you so on my body?
So who went back and told production that?
Jessica. Like, oh yeah, she used to be that girl, and then she get on there talking about, oh, I don't fit the aesthetics. What is the aesthetics if your goal is to get women out the club? It don't matter if they big, small, midget, indifferent, whatever. Like, the goal is to get them out the club. I thought
So
that was. And then it was like, we telling people, like, she asked us, how did we get in the club when we did the one-on-one? They edited my whole shit out, made it seem like, oh, Jessica, you just give me so much hope and all this other shit. I told her the situation that I went through, how I got in the industry as far as dancing and stuff like that. They edited it all out. So, I mean, at the end of the day, she saw it before it came out. She knew how she wanted me to look, and she wanted me to be beneath her. Like they said, people want you doing good, but not better than them. Like, yeah, this is my show, but Tenekee, you can't be the star now.
Both of you ladies have fans in your own right, and there are going to be people who are like, well, she put you on her show and like you're ungrateful. Like, what do you say to those people?
But it's not even that I was ungrateful. It's that the snake shit was gonna be seen regardless. I was already letting them know I wasn't fucking with shit. The show haven't aired, and I was already still pissed off, like, cause I knew the fans wasn't gonna fuck with it. Period. And if you go back and literally, how can you say, oh, I've known this person, and you allowed them to get jumped in their sleep? I would never respect you for that. And you're in the house. I can't respect you for that. And then, not to mention, before the show come out, you're calling me every day. I got your number right now. You calling me every day. We talking on the phone. Girl, don't worry. You know, Mondays I used to dread when Love and Hip Hop. You know, trying to game me. Like, don't worry about that shit. People gonna talk, blah, blah, blah. But you get on your platform and don't say nothing. When the episode dropped, you didn't defend me not one time. No tea, no shade, but this situation could have been like a I was asleep. I don't know if Shaquilla Robinson that got jumped in Mexico or whatever like that. She got jumped. She got hit in the neck. You get what I'm saying? I was asleep. And when you sleep, that's literally unconscious.
So you think
That shouldn't have never happened. All the girls that was from Memphis, my room was upstairs, Jessica room was upstairs, and the other bitch, Gorgeous, all them was upstairs and at the house at the time when the girls came. So why y'all didn't wake me up to at least let me know? Hey, boom, 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 these bitches about to come jump you. Wake up, bitch. Nobody said anything.
whose idea do you think it was to jump you?
I don't know. When I came back to the streets, they said she known for doing shit like that.
So Je the host, Jessica Dime, you think she might have?
I just feel like she wasn't against it. She didn't send nobody home. She didn't fight nobody. You even now to this day, you get on your platform and say, "Oh, Sukiana said they hate what y'all did to that girl. You know, they hate. You know, the fans hate you jumped that girl, but you sit up here talking about, but I beat your ass." So like, that's so fucking crazy. Like, are you on my side or what?
So when she, obviously we all seen that part, and then I know she
Let me
came
tell you
out.
something. Let me show you something. Hold on one second. Listen, the bitch gave me three dime dollars. I don't know if you can see it.
What is
Three dime dollars.
whose
It's
face
got
is that?
it's her face.
Okay, so was that like a prize or something for the
I
show?
was this girl. I fucked with this bitch. It wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? So I was disappointed.
But wait, what is
I
that
was more
for?
so hurt and disappointed because, okay, like, at the casting call, light-skinned Keisha, Drama Boy, and her was giving out dime dollars to whoever had the most, you know, they would get in the house or whatever, the VIP or whatever. So I end up having like three or four of them before I got in the house. So bitches was already intimidated. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, I see. Okay, I'm like, what is that for? Okay,
So
so.
I was hurt. I was like, damn, not you. Like, not you, kid. Like, come on. And then it was just like, you didn't defend me. You said on green screen, like, that was not right. That was not right. But what about when you were in the house? Green screen is after the show is done, then you go to green screen and talk about each segment and what happened and stuff like that. You said that on green screen just to be politically correct, and that's not right. You should have been jumping in the paint, getting up with me with them hoes, period. Like, oh, y'all want to jump? Y'all want to jump? Bitch, we could have ran it with all them hoes in the house. I still would have had your back. And guess what? You threatening me, playing on my phone. This shit done became a legal matter. And you sit up here talking about, oh, you gonna be mad because you ain't gonna be on my next show. No, bitch, you want me to be on your next show just like you wanted me to be on that show. You get what I'm saying? She see me, side chicks in Miami. Oh, bitch blew up. But I thought the goal was for us to get out the club. It's so contradicting. Like,
Do
what
you
would you, I mean, what do you think?
Well, I mean, we all watched it. I obviously don't think it was right that you were jumped. I guess I really couldn't understand, and I think a lot of viewers couldn't really understand what the real issue with you were. Yes, you were loud. Yes, you were rambunctious, but I
That's
feel
Memphis,
like
yeah.
everybody was. I feel like everybody was popping their stuff and, thought they were the baddest chick, as you, but rightfully so, as you should. Do you think maybe her, like, she didn't really want to get involved because she is the host and she had to stay neutral?
Ferrari is the host of her new show. Did she fall? This now that's TV. This not Love and Hip Hop where you throw a drink and security come. You get what I'm saying? Like, you really gotta get a feel. At least I got in the feel. Like, yeah, I know they say, oh, Tiki, you don't fight for it, you like in, but guess what? I'm gonna defend myself. I'm gonna stand up for what's right. Each and every time when me and Wes got in a fight, I wasn't intending to fight Wes. I actually liked it, Wes, but it was other people telling Wes to do her big one on me just because the cameras were, you know, trying like, oh, well, Tina Key, she feeling bothered. Let's go follow her. You get what I'm saying? Half of the time when they was doing scenes downstairs, taking shots, shaking ass, I was upstairs in my room. Call me when we go rap.
So you were isolated from the girls a lot of the time.
Yes.
Why
And
you
the whole season still somehow got all Tennessee
So when you why did you keep yourself separate, or was that a choice from production to like keep
in it.
y'all?
No, that was my choice. I didn't come for that. I came for her to give her a show and rap. That's it. This bitch had me working out every day. She said, oh, Tennessee, you not, how you gonna be big and rap? Shit, just like Jill Scott, just like fucking Lizzo and everybody else. The fuck? Who says that?
Wow, it's a lot. I guess
How you gonna be
it's
big and rap?
a lot that I think it's a
Bitch,
lot.
just like the brat, Missy Elliott, and so many other motherfuckers.
I think it's a lot that we didn't see, but do you think kind of keeping yourself isolated from the girls made them dislike you a little more? Because you didn't do like the twerking and kind of like the social stuff. You was it seemed like you wanted to just be strictly business. So
Right.
do you think that was maybe an issue?
You know what? It could be and it couldn't be because I don't wanna I'm like this all the time. I'm such a good person. I don't wanna show people that off the rip. You get what I'm saying? I don't wanna be in the room and be like, you could do this, you could do that the whole time, bitch, like, yeah, we finna jump you ho. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't be in those spaces, so if I don't feel love where I'm gone. You get what I'm saying? I know what I bring. So, I mean, you to know this love me shit, come up in the room. Hey, bitch, let's take a shot. You good? You get what I'm saying? Yeah, girl, I'm good. What y'all doing down there? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a Southern girl, so it ain't never been, you know?
Okay, so
That's
we
just
done
how I
with
feel.
the show. We're done with the show, and we didn't get a reunion, unfortunately, because of, things.
Because Tina Key said so. No, I'm just playing. But
We didn't get a
I
reunion,
just
you didn't get to say your part, but it seems like a lot has happened since the show.
oh.
So where did this fallout come from, like after the show?
The fallout came when the episode dropped.
When the last episode or just
No, when the jumping episode dropped.
okay.
Keep in mind, before that episode dropped, I was with her in Atlanta for a booking she did with some Now That's TV girls. So up until that episode of me getting jump dropped, we been friends because she was supposed to get on her platform and say dumb girls was wrong for jumping Tina Key. You get what I'm saying? She
So
sat in that house.
you
Did
said
nothing. She wanted me to defend her when other stars on Now That's TV are defending Tina Key. She's telling me to tell them take justice for Tina Key out of their bio. Why would I tell them that? I got receipts, text messages of her saying, get on this whole Queen D live. I was like, who is that? I researched the girl. Queen D is one of the most funniest girls on Now That's TV. And she was like, defend me like, yeah, justice for Tina Key, that shit's fucked up, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, thank you, girl. That's what I'm talking about. Jessica sitting up there telling me to tell her to take it down. Talking about she dick riding on the show. Girl, this girl been on so many shows before your show.
I'm gonna read what she said, and I want you to respond to this directly, okay? And this was the fight scene. It says, "I don't appreciate this. I did this show to give opportunities to women who come from the same background as me. I know there's 13 women in one house. There's bound to be some drama, but this was lame and I don't respect it. There was only so far I could run the cameras back that night, but when I saw the episode Saturday before it aired, I couldn't believe it and was heartbroken all over again. If I knew this was being planned, I would have put a stop to it immediately and handled things accordingly, but they didn't give me the option. So I'm giving them an option. Live
Well,
shit y'all.
obviously, girl. Okay, well, yeah, whatever that mean. But you was in the house. Anybody can say, "Oh, after watching this, this hurt my heart, and I'm just so hurt they did this to Tennessee." But you're in the house. The rumbling was by your door. I'm literally trying to get out of my room to go to your door to tell these hoes to stop fighting me. Like, what the fuck is going on? I'm sleep in the room, sleep. Because we were supposed to go do a event or something. We were supposed to do a go somewhere. And the girls went to go do green screen. We stayed at home. I ate, went back to sleep because every day I was working out. So by the time those bitches got up, I was already going back to sleep.
Gotcha.
Kylie, yeah. I'm waking up 8 o'clock every morning until the season ended.
Gotcha.
So them bitches drinking all night till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm already up. So that's another to add on to what you were saying, how I was isolated sometimes. But as far as the other shit, you in the room. I'm coming to your door. Queen is defending, standing in front of your door. Rose behind that door. So, I mean, behind her. So it's like, girl, you hear this at your door. And you said it was happening for so long, you had to edit it out. Yes, it was. I was getting jumped for a long time. So where were you?
So, because after the fight aired is when she put that post up. So you don't feel, I guess, like that was retribution enough. Like she should have went live and just plainly put it out that was wrong,
She
period.
should have fought. She should have sent somebody home. She just said she had so many other ways of handling that. We went to brunch the next day. It was Mother's Day. You get what I'm saying? She's talking about go fight the bitches at the brunch. Why would I do that? And I got one eye open. Like, who finna do that? You finna help me? You finna fight with me, bitch? Like, cause you were supposed to do that last night. You put your hoodie on and your motherfucking scully like you finna get in the like you finna get in the paint. I'm just like, yeah, I guess
So
I'm sure that's what everybody thought you was gonna do. They wanted you to give us a show, baby. You didn't give us no show. I guess that since you known Tenakita long, let's pick on Tenakita. Let's see if we get Jessica riled up.
after
It's
that.
either she planned it or production planned it, and I just don't think if she was really hurt by that, she would have sent somebody home or reacted how in the house she should have.
So let's fast forward to today because this was like a year ago, right? This was quite a minute ago that this was filmed.
So
This was almost a year ago.
May it will be a year. Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming up on a year and it seems like y'all are still having issues.
And she's still blowing up my phone.
So you sent me a screenshot that I looked at with a bunch of private calls. So what is the issue now? First of all, who are those calls from? Who you think your calls are from?
Shit done got illegal. I can't even talk
Okay.
too much about it.
Well, what I guess what can you
It's
tell
been
us?
like, Because
Like you say, it is a legal matter, so we don't want to go there, but generally speaking, why are y'all still into it?
she's still talking about me. Like, if you're gonna be mad at network, be mad at network. Stop trying to put me in there for clickbait. Because you know I'm gonna say something. Because that's not right. I'm still mad at you for the jumping, bitch. And then you wanted somebody, you was just out with them for your birthday. So why you didn't mention your reunion then? You was on the PJ with them promoting the damn show. Why you didn't talk about your reunion then? Only when you saw us doing other shit is when you gave a fuck about your reunion. You had the chain at your house. You probably run around your house with the chain on. Girl, get them folks them chains. Like, that's my chain, to be honest. I went through so much
Well,
shit in that house, literally, girl, that's my chain. Drop it off. I don't even want that shit because I know you want it. Because let me tell you something. If you really cared about giving that chain away, you get on your live right now and say, hey, y'all, I'm going to meet the winner of the mint right now. Just get them their chain. And then whenever the 10,000 come, I'll send that. I'm going to start with this.
So what do you want to see happen? Like when the smoke settle, what would you like to have happen?
I mean, I just don't give a damn. Leave me alone. I just don't want no ties with you. Like, for real, for real. I don't want to do no song with you. Like, it ain't that. I don't want you. We ain't finna link up. Talk about it. Like, it's really done. Like, it's really, really done. I'm over it. Because guess what? She'll do me like that once. She'll do that again.
So what if she come, apologize, and offer you a nice little bag to be on another show? It's still... It's
Apollo lie. Apollo lie. I don't need Apollo lie. I'm good. Nah, for real. I mean, I know what I bring, and it's just like, I'm not going to dim my life for somebody else who clearly don't, you know, shits on me. She told me that Rose... she told me Trina want to throw dog shit on Rose. So, shit, I was trying to shit on the bitch. Like, come on, girl. You talk so much shit about everybody. Like, you so lame. And then you sit up here and get on live talk about me. It ain't that. I'm just going to be quiet. No, it don't work like that. You're wrong, bitch. And you know you're wrong.
Who are you cool with from the show that was on your cast?
On that cast? I would say Anya for sure. That's my onion booty. That's my girl. Who else? That's my me. Like, me and I used to dance together before the show. So it's like, you know, it's deeper than, you know, the little cast and TV shit. It's like we supposed to genuinely have each other back. I dance with YSL. Like, I used to dance with them girls. But as far as, like I said, who I talk to, I be checking Black Page here and there. Like, I communicate with Wes because she was the only one that really got on her platform. Was like, man, yeah, I'm young. They got me hyped up on some shit. You know, I should have never spoke on her baby, period. I respect that. Me and her talk. Yeah. So, shout out to Wes and Anya for sure. Big Anya.
Okay.
Everybody else can eat a dick.
Oh, now you got it. You're on another show.
Shout out to Nas TV. You get upset. I got your girl.
Congratulations.
Like, you can't start this shit with a plan B, bitch. Like, you would have did better fucking with me. Period. It's giving you sad, you sad. You at home thinking about the shit you did, these folks coming for your ass, and that's just, it's life.
So what is next for 10? Because I don't want you to be known just for...
I got new music dropping, okay?
Yes, that's what I want to hear. Like, because I was looking for your music and I found a handful of songs, but I'm like, I know...
Y'all finna give you some real good new shit. And this gonna put some bitches in their feelings. This gonna put... I'm not just talking about one person. I'm just speaking to the audience. Like, hey, y'all finna get a different me, you know? It's time.
No diss tracks, though.
Shout out to Lil Odie, okay? It's given on the way. Song called It's Given, period. So it's y'all good. Already know how it is. I'm going to tell the summer up with that. It's given. However you think a bitch feeling, you know what I'm saying? It's given.
So when can
we? My other song called, it's called I'm going to Teach You. Oh, let me show you.
And I'm going to show you.
Let me show you.
Yep. So when are you dropping these?
Summertime for sure. By the summer for sure. Yeah.
So are you doing just like a 2-pack? Are you giving them a whole mixtape or like?
No, I'm just going to be dropping singles and then I'm going to eventually get them an EP. Something real crazy. But right now, I just need to let y'all know like who the fuck y'all was dealing with. So I got to remind them. I ain't new to this. I'm true to this big shit. Okay.
So one last question. Are you, now that you're in the TV, you're in the reality TV space, you're here now. Are you worried about like having another situation like the Mint where You could get jumped or something like that could happen to you again.
Well, now I just hit first, ask questions later. Okay, all that talking and shit I was doing at first, but we done. Girl, I'm sorry. Give me a hug. You ain't mean you was trying to swing on her. Oh, okay, I'm just listening. Reflex. Okay, baby. I'm hitting ass later. The wig can come off. All that, baby. I ain't
So
doing this.
on site from now
Ain't no sucker punching this one.
on. Fair enough. I feel like you were more upset about the jumping than the shitting on the floor part.
Yeah, I was upset about the jumping.
Yeah,
Most definitely. The shitting on the floor was viral. It was
you
funny.
just laughing that off. Like you wasn't
I'm a
even scared
comedian.
about it.
I love to laugh. One thing I mean, like, that's what was my day going. Uplifting people and laughing. Like, I like that shit.
That's about well. I'm excited for you. I'm happy for
And
you.
I got my show coming soon. I'm putting some more work in.
Yeah,
Y'all gonna see me on more shows.
let's hear about your show.
I'm gonna do my own shit. I don't know if it's Tenneke looking for love or Tenneke, you know, on some comedy shit. Like, but I'm
Like
giving
Tenneke
it.
looking for love. What Tenneke looking for love? What type of man does Tenneke like? Because I seen one of your lives, and you was like, you got you a sugar daddy and this, and the third. So what type of man, if you were to do Tenneke looking for love, what type of man would it have to be?
Well, I'm not just gonna say it's just a man. Like, I have fun. I have
Okay.
fun. I have fun.
Okay.
I've dated. So yeah, I like women sometimes. Next week I might like niggas. You know, it just varies.
It
My nail
just
color, I don't know. It just varies on what outfit, what hairstyle. I don't know.
okay.
I think that's why this bitch on my body like that. 'Cause you know I got that. No, just but for real, like.
Something like that in the messages, Tenneke.
Say it again.
Something like that in the screenshots that you were
Yeah, and
sending.
it's like, girl, why is we even talking like that? You a married woman now. It
Are
just
you trying to suggest y'all use the date or something?
we used to walk around naked, but dating is a little reach, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I just feel like, you know. Yeah, she on that. You know, she like pussy more than she like dick. So everybody know that. She up there on Love and Hip Hop.
No.
She drinking fountain of dime. Girl, shut up.
Yeah, I don't want y'all to be going at it on live again. No, a lot. Well, thank
Real. I enjoyed this.
you.
You're so dope.
Listen, I'm happy that you kind of got it off your chest. You told your part because from the outside looking in, it's you can assume a lot. You know what I'm saying? So, and I don't think you've said a lot recently, but it still seems like a lot is going on. So I hope it ends well with you too. I would like to see y'all reconcile, but that's just me. I do like you guys.
Don't know about that, but stay tuned for this the motherfucking music and seeing TV on your motherfucking TV screen soon. Period. I had a good time with you, girlfriend.
Yes, thank you for joining the Kate Dish podcast, and we will see you girls soon.